You pull out your phone to get directions. You tap the screen, and a little blue dot instantly appears, showing your exact location on a map. A coffee shop is 3 minutes away. You don't think twice about it. But have you ever stopped to wonder how truly miraculous that is? That tiny computer in your pocket, with no visible connection to anything, can pinpoint its position on a 197 million square mile planet, often down to the accuracy of a few feet. It feels like magic, but it's not. It's one of the most brilliant engineering systems ever created. So how does your phone know, right now, exactly where you are? Welcome back to the How Does That Work podcast, and today we'll be answering that question. The answer isn't just the internet or the nearest cell phone tower, though those can help. The real star of the show is a spectacular system called the Global Positioning System, or GPS. To understand how it works, you have to picture a team of three players working in perfect harmony. The first player is a constellation of about 31 high-performance satellites orbiting about 20,000 kilometers above our heads. The second is a network of control stations here on the ground, whose job is to make sure those satellites are running perfectly. And the third player is the tiny GPS receiver built right into your phone. Together, these three parts are constantly playing an incredibly precise game of catch with radio signals to solve the puzzle of your location. So how does this game of catch actually work? It all starts with those satellites. Think of each of the 31 GPS satellites as a ridiculously precise clockkeeper, orbiting thousands of kilometers up in space. They are the lighthouses of the 21st century, but instead of flashing a light, each satellite is constantly broadcasting a simple radio signal down to Earth. This isn't a conversation, it's a continuous shout into the void. This signal contains two vital pieces of information. First, the exact time the signal was sent, according to the satellite's onboard atomic clock. A clock so accurate, it would only lose 1 second every 100,000 years. Second, the signal contains the satellite's exact orbital position. Basically, its address in the sky at that very moment. So you have dozens of satellites whizzing around the Earth, each one constantly shouting, "It's exactly this time, and I'm at exactly this location." But wait, how can you possibly tell time using an atom? Well, every clock, from a giant grandfather clock to the watch on your wrist, needs one thing. Something that repeats, or ticks, at a perfectly regular interval. In a grandfather clock, that's the swing of a pendulum. In a quartz watch, it's the vibration of a tiny quartz crystal when you pass electricity through it. The problem is, these physical parts can be affected by the world around them. A pendulum can change its swing with temperature, and a crystal's vibration can drift over time. They're good, but they're not perfect. An atomic clock solves this problem by using a pendulum that's woven into the very fabric of the universe, the natural, unchangeable vibration of an atom. The specific atom used in the GPS satellites is cesium-133. Think of a cesium atom like a tiny tuning fork. A tuning fork will only vibrate and produce a pure note when it's struck and allowed to ring at its own natural frequency. In the same way, a cesium atom will only vibrate, or more accurately, jump to a higher energy state, when it's zapped by a microwave beam of a very specific natural frequency. It has a perfect pitch that is a fundamental constant of nature. Inside an atomic clock, engineers have created a system to listen for that perfect pitch. A gas of cesium atoms is shot through a chamber where it's hit by a microwave beam. A detector on the other side counts how many atoms successfully absorbed the energy and made the jump to that higher energy state. The clock's computer has only one goal: to constantly fine-tune the microwave frequency until it gets the absolute maximum number of atoms to make the jump. It is always homing in on that perfect resonant frequency. And that is the clock's tick. In fact, the international scientific community has officially defined 1 second as exactly 9,192,631,770 of these microwave cycles. Because it's based on an unchanging property of the universe itself, it's the most precise and stable timekeeping device ever created. Down on the ground, your phone is the master listener. Its tiny GPS receiver is an incredibly sensitive radio, tuned to listen for these very faint shouts from space. When your phone wants to find its location, it locks onto the signals from several of these satellites at once. Let's focus on just one. Your phone receives the signal and looks at the timestamp inside it, the time the signal was sent. At the exact same moment, your phone's own internal clock notes the time the signal was received. Now your phone knows two times. The difference between when the signal was sent and when it was received is the signal's travel time. This is where a little bit of beautiful, simple physics comes in. The radio signal travels at the speed of light, a constant and known speed. So your phone performs a quick calculation. Distance equals speed multiplied by time. It multiplies the signal's travel time by the speed of light, and voila! It now knows its exact distance from that one satellite. It's the same principle as figuring out how far away a storm is. You see the lightning flash, you count the seconds until you hear the thunder, and you can calculate the distance. Your phone is doing the exact same thing, but with radio waves and with a precision that is almost impossible to comprehend. But knowing your distance from just one satellite isn't enough to pinpoint your location. Imagine a friend tells you that you are exactly 10 kilometers away from them. Where are you? You could be anywhere on a giant circle, a 10-kilometer radius around your friend. The same is true in three-dimensional space. If your phone knows it's 20,000 kilometers away from satellite A, it knows it is somewhere on the surface of a gigantic, invisible sphere with that satellite at its center. That narrows it down, but it's still an enormous area. This is why your phone needs to listen to more than one satellite. As soon as your phone locks onto the signal of a second satellite, it calculates its distance from that one too. Now your phone knows it's on two different spheres at the same time. The place where those two massive spheres intersect creates a perfect giant circle. Think of drawing two overlapping circles on a piece of paper. They only cross at two points. In 3D space, two spheres overlap to form a circle. So you've gone from being anywhere on a giant sphere to being somewhere on a single circle. We're getting closer. The magic happens when your phone locks onto a third satellite. It calculates its distance from this third satellite, creating a third invisible sphere. And where do three spheres intersect? They intersect at just two points. One of those points is usually in a ridiculous location, like thousands of miles out in space or deep inside the Earth, so your phone's software can easily discard it. The other point? That's you. That single point of intersection is your precise location on the surface of the planet. This method of using overlapping spheres to find a single point is called trilateration. But wait, you might hear that GPS needs four satellites, not three. Why the extra one? This is for a truly brilliant reason, to account for time itself. As we mentioned, the satellites have near-perfect multi-billion-dollar atomic clocks. Your phone, on the other hand, has a cheap and simple quartz clock. It's good, but it's not perfect. It might be off by just a few nanoseconds. But when you're multiplying by the speed of light, a tiny error in timing can throw your calculated location off by hundreds of meters. The fourth satellite acts as a fact-checker. Its signal provides a fourth distance measurement. Your phone's software now has a small puzzle to solve. It has four distance measurements, but they don't all line up perfectly at a single point because of the phone's slightly incorrect clock. The software knows this, so it runs a calculation to find the one tiny time correction that would make all four spheres intersect perfectly at a single point. In doing so, it simultaneously figures out your precise location and corrects the error in its own clock, syncing it up with the perfect time from the atomic clocks in space. That fourth satellite is what takes GPS from being sort of close to being shockingly accurate. It's a constant, self-correcting system, all happening in the palm of your hand. That little blue dot on your map is the beautiful result of a symphony of satellites, Einstein's theories of relativity, and some very, very clever math.